News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, dense fog advisory for both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Details with Dr. Bill Williams coming up right after traffic. Hey, it's Monday, y'all. Welcome to a new week. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center, pretty foggy start again this morning. I-10 westbound Rangeline Road ramp. We've got a car right off the roadway into the woods. Also, a government street in South Franklin, a car versus a pole. Just be careful with all the fog again this morning. South Alabama baseball hosts the Auburn Tigers this Tuesday night at 6:30 at Stanky Field. Get your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to be here on a Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course you on the text line, 343-0106. Also the same to call in. So text or call, but we'll take your text throughout the morning. You see traffic issue out there, which other than the fact that it's foggy.
Very foggy.
You may want to chime in if you see something specific. Just texting in to say it's foggy. Yeah, that's pretty much for all of Mobile and Baldwin County this morning. 70 degrees now at our studio, and some rain in the mix as well. If you're in northern parts of our listening area, you're getting those showers up in Washington County and Clark County. Down here on the coast, just fog right now. But Dr. Bill joins us at 6:35 for more details on that. And also checking in on what's going on in Montgomery as we're waiting for the Senate now to start moving forward with the gas tax bill. Of course, it was passed out of the House on Friday. And a big thank you to all the folks from the House and Senate and from the Secretary of State's office for joining me on Midday Mobile and Mobile Mornings last week.
Yeah, that was an awesome trip from the sounds of it. From here, you got to talk to a lot of the decision makers up there in Montgomery. And a lot going on last week. So I'm glad they made time for
us. Yeah, it was pretty cool, too. So hats off to Secretary of State John Merrill, because we truly set up in his office. Like,
literally.
When we got the green light to do this, and they said his office, I figured, okay, picturing like one door you go through, but there's lots of different offices. And, you know, kind of like they put us in some conference room or something like that.
But closet.
Yeah, in fact, we were sitting in his office, like, where he's trying to take calls and stuff, and we're in there doing radio shows, and he's like, okay, hold on one second. And he's whispering on his own phone, so thank you. Thank you for making your office available.
I know you talked to him, but you should have made him call in. Call into the show. That would have been fun.
I can't talk to you. You need to sit over there at your desk and call in. It was a big time last week, and of course, we'll watch more on what's going on here as they round out special session. You know, if they get done this week with special session, they've got a vacation. because it's kind of the arcane rules of the way the legislature works, not just ours, it happens in other states as well. They went into a special session. They have to have a prescribed time to be in special session. That goes through March 19th. So if they get this gas tax infrastructure bill work done between now and tomorrow, Wednesday, whatever, they're off until the 19th. So there's a temptation for
pretty
them to
good
have a
deal. Yeah, why don't they do special session all the time?
Yeah, we'll see. It's not so special session. We'll gavel back in next week. Regular session will gavel back in next week. We'll talk more about that coming up. Time to check headlines. News 5 is next.
Information updates on FM Talk 106.5 are brought to you by Hardee's. Tasty handmade food. It tastes better at Hardee's.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man shot by officers after allegedly taking them on a high-speed chase through Mobile County has been booked into Metro Jail. 40-year-old Cecil James was booked just before 1 this morning on an attempted murder charge. That chase happened Friday night after police say James fired at officers during a traffic stop in Pritchard. James was shot 6 times. He was released from the hospital overnight and booked into jail. No officers were hurt in that shootout. Grief counselors will be at Citronelle High School later this morning as students and faculty remember a student who tragically died Friday. Anna Weaver was killed in an ATV accident in Mount Vernon. This morning at 7, the school will hold a prayer at the flagpole and a balloon release at 10:30. Police have identified a person of interest in a shooting outside a popular Destin restaurant. 2 people were wounded in the shooting around 4 o'clock Sunday morning at Brick and Brack. 29-year-old Christian Pickett is in jail charged with resisting arrest but has not yet been charged with the shooting. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
If you own or run a shop or manufacturing operation, you need air. Yes, compressed air to run tools, cylinders, lifts, and sprayers. The list goes on. Mobile Mechanical Service is a full-line sales and service distributor for locally built Quincy compressors. We can analyze your air system and make recommendations that can save you thousands of dollars. Production is king. Lost production should never be due to compressed air. We can show you how. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
Remington College Mobile Campus is offering a new cosmetology degree program. Enrollment is now open and classes begin soon. The program offers students the chance to study the science, art, and business of cosmetology. It covers the basics of skin, hair, and nail care, and small business principles needed to open your own business. Students gain product knowledge with the Matrix Craft program and more. The Remington Mobile Campus is at 828 downtown or Loop West.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Conference championship week in college basketball. Disgruntled Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown has a new home, and Kyle Busch wins in Phoenix. It's quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the final day of the SEC basketball regular season, the Auburn Tigers pulled off their biggest win of the season, beating number 5 ranked Tennessee on Saturday, 84-80.
That's it.
As the final call from Rod Bramblett and the Auburn Radio Network, Jared Harper was clutch for Auburn with 16 points and 8 assists. In the final home game for the Auburn seniors, Bruce Pearl's squad beat a top 5 ranked opponent for the first time since 1995, ending the regular season with a 22-9 record. The Alabama Crimson Tide lost their final game of the regular season, 82-70 at Arkansas. The loss was the Tide's 6th in their last 8 games, a tough stretch that could have them on the outside looking in at the NCAA tournament comes Selection Sunday. Number 10 ranked LSU beat Vanderbilt 80-59 to win the SEC regular season title. Tigers head coach Will Wade was suspended indefinitely before the game on Friday due to a report from Yahoo Sports that the FBI recorded a call between Wade and a man discussing an offer that was made to Baton Rouge recruit Javonte Smart. Smart, who is now a starting freshman point guard for the team, was also held out of Saturday's game. The university released a statement saying he was held out, quote, in an abundance of caution. During the game, fans chanted and jeered at LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva for suspending Wade and Smart before any wrongdoing had been proven or admitted. With the win, LSU clinched its first regular season SEC title in a decade. Vanderbilt, on the other hand, became the first team to go winless in the SEC since Georgia Tech was in the conference back in 1954. The 2019 Commodores are the first team to do so with an 18-game conference schedule.
Ow.
Bad news for Commodores fans. Elsewhere around the league, Kentucky beat Florida 66-57 to clinch the number 2 seed in this week's SEC tournament. South Carolina beat Georgia 66-46. Mississippi State won at home against Texas A&M 92-81, and Ole Miss snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 73-68 win at Missouri. The SEC tournament begins Wednesday with 2 first-round games and will end with an SEC tournament champion crowned on Sunday. Auburn's the number 5 seed. Their first game of the tourney will come in the second round on Thursday around 2:30 p.m. against either number 12 seed Missouri or number 13 seed Georgia. Alabama's the number 10 seed. The Tide will play against number 7 seed Ole Miss at 6 p.m. on Thursday. The top 4 seeds, LSU, Kentucky, Tennessee, and South Carolina, all earned byes and won't play until the quarterfinals on Friday. Kentucky's won the last 4 SEC tournaments in a row. The women's SEC tournament ended Saturday with the top-seeded team Mississippi State winning its first-ever SEC tournament title, 101-70 over Arkansas. The Bulldogs, who were ranked 5th in the nation, breezed past number 8 seed Tennessee and number 5 seed Missouri before the easy final win on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team got a big win Saturday in their regular season finale, 78-71 at Appalachian State. They finished 8th in the Sun Belt and will face number 9 seed Arkansas on Tuesday at 7 in the first round of the Sun Belt tournament. The women's team lost on Saturday 59-50 to Appalachian State. They're 7th in the Sun Belt. They'll play round 1 of the conference tournament tonight at the Mitchell Center against number 10 seed Louisiana Lafayette. In NFL news, Antonio Brown appears to be headed to Oakland when the league year officially begins on Wednesday. The outspoken all-pro wide receiver will finally get his wish to be out of Pittsburgh, with the Steelers trading Brown to Oakland for a 3rd and 5th round draft pick and absorbing a $21 million cap hit for the 2019 season. The Raiders are also reworking Brown's 3-season contract, giving him $11.2 million more and guaranteeing $30.1 million. In golf, Francesco Molinari won the Arnold Palmer Invitational by 2 strokes at 12 under par. Molinari shot 8 under in the final round on Sunday. And in NASCAR, Kyle Busch won his first race of 2019 on Sunday in the Ticket Guardian 500 in Arizona. It was a 2-race sweep in Phoenix for Busch after he won the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business?
At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Fog and showers in the area, so be careful. And we're working a couple incidents. I-10 westbound, the Range Line off-ramp, off the road way into the woods. They've got a car in the ditch. Also, government at South Franklin, you've got a car versus a telephone pole. State troopers are clear. They're just running a little bit of radar. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
623 FM Talk 106.5. Oh, speaking of the gas tax debate, we'll get a chance here this morning. We'll discuss former Governor Bentley chiming in, how he had already done all of it. He had fixed the road issues in the state, and if we could just have him back, we'll get into that shortly. Now in national news, President Donald Trump's new budget is returning to an old fight over spending on the border wall with Mexico. The president's proposal, set for release today, also seeks to increase spending for the military, but cuts back sharply on money for domestic programs. More from Bor Sanchez from Westwood One.
President Trump is asking for a 5% cut in spending from all federal agencies, except those related to defense. President Trump actually asking for a $35 billion increase in defense spending over last year, including $8.6 billion for his long-promised border wall. And it's actually the first time the Trump administration is looking to get border wall funding from more than one source. The president asking for $5 billion from Customs and Border Protection and an additional $3.6 billion in military construction funds from the Pentagon. And on top of that, President Trump is asking for an additional $3.6 billion essentially to reimburse money that he's used during his national emergency declaration over the issue of immigration. To make it simpler, the president is asking Congress to authorize money that he went around them to spend. Democrats are not very happy about this budget. The congressional leadership and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Minority Leader Chuck Schumer put out a joint statement. They write, quote, President Trump hurt millions of Americans and caused widespread chaos when he recklessly shut down the government to try to get his expensive and ineffective wall, which he promised would be paid for by Mexico. Congress refused to fund his wall, and he was forced to admit defeat and reopen the government. The same thing will repeat itself if he tries this again. We hope he learned his lesson. So both sides are digging in for what will likely be a slugfest, and Democrats here are essentially daring President Trump to try and shut down the federal government again, which would be the third time in his presidency that the federal government is shut down over the issue of immigration. Boris Sanchez traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. So you have the same old song and dance. What was the Aerosmith song, right?
Yeah, same old story.
We'll see what the players in Washington do today. We'll talk more about that with you in the 8 o'clock hour.
Now, usually when presidents put their budget out there, it's declined pretty much instantly by House or the Senate if it makes it past the House. So that wouldn't be anything new. But shutting the government down again, that would be maybe kind of new for a president with his budget that comes out. Is that right? I'm not sure.
So presidents will put out, I call it a wish list. So the presidents will all put out budgets. And, often there'll be news headlines made, president asked for this. Same thing happened during Obama. It'd be like, he's asking for, it's unbelievable. Well, when presidents put out their budget, it's what they want. Mm-hmm. Now, Congress, of course, purse strings in the House, and they start there, and they beat it up in there, and it comes out as something else. But, yeah, it's tradition that the president, whatever party, will put out their budget, which is kind of like, and then I want a pony, and then I want a so-and-so.
Basically a campaign speech.
A good bit of that, yes. It shows kind of their direction, what they think priorities are, and it's incumbent upon their party to pick up the mantle of that and run with it. So, gotcha. All right. And if you're a little dragging a little bit this morning, time changed. If you didn't know about daylight saving time.
Springing forward.
Yeah, daylight saving time is in effect now. This goes back to a discussion I would like, and there's a bunch of people online complaining about daylight saving time and saying it's horrible. I don't think it's horrible. I would like to stay on daylight saving time year round. This is the time. I would do a little poll, a little unscientific poll on the text line. If you could stay on standard time or daylight saving time.
Because, I mean, hence the name daylight saving time. You get more daylight during this time of year, right? Not right now, but later on in the summer.
No, well, right now, though, I mean, it didn't get dark till, 7-something last night, right at 7. This is 6:55, something like that. I like it. I mean, it gives you a chance. For me, this is absolutely self-serving, but we come into work in the dark, and during the summertime, we arrive at work in the dark, and often I leave work in the dark, and that'll wear you out.
Yeah.
And get no chance to, just for 30 or 45 minutes, to come home and, you know, weed eat or do something in the yard or be outside. It's important to me. So I'm a big fan of staying on one time year round, but the one I would pick would be daylight saving time.
Yeah, I like this time of year too. I mean, I don't know what kind of psychopath likes it when it gets dark at 4:30.
I know there's a bunch of people online that are, they're like saying, oh man, to heck with this. Why do we have to be on daylight saving time? Because it will be light when you get home. But I don't want to keep changing it back and forth. Let's just stick with this one. What do you think? And we'll talk about that coming up. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He is in right after News 5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Grief counselors will be at Citronelle High School later this morning as students and faculty remember a student who tragically died on Friday. Anna Weaver was killed in an ATV accident in Mount Vernon. This morning at 7, the school will hold a prayer at the flagpole. The National Reserve Corps in Mobile will begin collecting donations today for victims of a deadly tornado in Lee County. Requested items include tarps, work gloves, flat shovels, and beef jerky. You can drop off items at Shermco Industries on Highway 43 in Satsuma. In Northwest Florida, neighbors in Beulah came together over the weekend to raise money for the family of a gas station clerk shot to death during a robbery. Three people are charged in connection to his death. He was shot days before he was set to travel to his daughter's wedding in India. And a portion of Highway 31 in Spanish Fort that was closed for drainage work opened ahead of schedule over the weekend. The highway was expected to be closed until today, but reopened on Saturday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association. Member FDIC.
nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
When President Trump's budget request for the coming fiscal year hits Capitol Hill today, it will run into strong opposition from Democrats who don't like the across-the-board cuts in domestic spending, increased military spending, and, most of all, another $8.6 billion to go toward building a border wall. Boris Sanchez reports it could lead to another government shutdown.
Both sides are digging in for what will likely be a slugfest, and Democrats here are essentially daring President Trump to try and shut down the federal government again, which would be the third time in his presidency.
Both the cockpit voice recorder and the digital data flight recorder have been recovered at the site where one of Ethiopia Airlines' brand new 737 MAX 8 jetliners went down after takeoff from Addis Ababa. Recovery of the bodies of all 157 people on board continues. An Indonesian woman held for 2 years on suspicion of killing North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother has been freed after prosecutors unexpectedly dropped the murder charge against her. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China's Civilian Aviation Authority today ordered all Chinese airlines to ground their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes indefinitely after one of the aircraft crashed in Ethiopia. It says the order was taken in line with the management principle of zero tolerance for security risks because the crash was the second after another of the planes fell into the ocean off the coast of Indonesia in similar circumstances on October 29th, killing all aboard. Boeing shares down 9% in pre-market trading. Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest blockbusters ever, led by a woman. The movie, starring Brie Larson, took in $153 million in its first weekend in North American theaters, while the global total soared past $455 million. That makes it to one of Marvel's most successful character debuts. Number two at the box office was last week's leader, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, followed by a Madea family funeral. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so dense fog advisory in effect for Mobile and Baldwin counties. And should be a really, really dense fog advisory because driving in this morning, it was like whiteout.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for some of that fog to break up. in the area, and we've got some very, very warm temperatures. Yesterday, up to 83, which tied a record set in 1980. And we're going to be in for another warm day, getting up near 80 degrees for this afternoon. The weekend turned out a little better than we expected, mainly because the cold front that was coming down through Mississippi and Alabama just kind of faded out. And what's left of it became a stationary front across the southern counties of both states. Well, that frontal system is eventually going to move as a cold front and head out into the Gulf. It's going to give us some better weather for tomorrow, because today we've got some scattered showers. And as I mentioned, up near 80 degrees tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers through the evening. And then we will cool down into the upper 50s as the wind swings around to the north at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we should have mostly cloudy skies. We'll be up around 75, but it won't be as humid. And then as we look ahead to Wednesday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s. And then Thursday and Friday, a strong cold front will be moving down through the Great Plains and into Mississippi and Alabama. Thursday, we can look for a very good chance for showers, high in the upper 70s. And then Friday night, we could see showers and possibly a few strong thunderstorms as temperatures get down into the 50s and the upper 50s. Friday, still a few showers around on Friday, but cooler, high in the upper 60s. And then over the weekend, we'll see some cool, dry air move into the area. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, high only 62. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny and 65. And it looks like on Saturday night, we'll get down into the lower 40s, which means some areas could get into the upper 30s. So Friday and the weekend looks like below normal temperatures. But in the meantime, we're going to be quite warm.
Yeah, winter has not given up yet. It's we have, another at least over a week of wintertime, right, before spring?
That's right. We've got a little ways to go. And the temperatures this weekend will be below normal, because the normal high now is already up to 70 degrees. So when we look at a high of 62 on Saturday, we're about 8 degrees below normal.
You mentioned the reason we did not get the rain down here over the weekend, and I did watch the radar pretty much over the weekend trying to make outside plans, and the state of Alabama did get rain. I mean, up through central and northern Alabama got that rain. What does that mean for the rivers? Because right now, even though they've come down a little bit, and I'm talking about the Tom Bigbee in Alabama and, of course, the Mobile, which they drain into, do you see more rain this week accumulating? Is it half inch, inch? What are we looking at throughout the state?
Yeah, we could see Thursday, and especially Thursday night, we could pick up a couple of inches of rain as this frontal system moves in. And, you know, the upstate areas, or at least through interior South Alabama over the last several months, they've got a lot of rain up in that area. We're here along the coast. We have probably had a half to a quarter of what the rain totals were in interior southwest Alabama, so they've never really recovered from some of those large rainfall totals.
Yeah, and it keeps, even though it falls up there, it comes down our river system right here through Mobile County and Baldwin counties. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, you've probably seen it now. It's affecting people in along Biosara and even over in the Tensaw community, up and down both sides of, let's say, both sides of the Delta from 65 south. Now, it's been this flooding issue I've been talking about for months, and I've got a little cabin up on the Tom Bigbee River, and I've been posting up some pictures over time how high it's gotten. We're 8 feet off the land, and we're on a little bit of a bluff on the Tom Bigbee River. Well, it's one thing for it to be high where we are. Another thing, I'm coming back from Montgomery on Friday, which, by the way, there was some story that popped up over the weekend that said, beware, spring break traffic may increase this coming week because of, holy cow, 65 southbound on Friday was like, I just had to do one of those. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, calm. These people can't affect your mood. Do not let these people, and I got in a very zen kind of place and just let it happen, but there was fools driving down 65 on Friday. But I got to cross the Delta there and on 65, and the water, as many of y'all have seen, is so very, very high. You can, you know how the, it's built. You have support poles, and then you have almost like a concrete joist there that holds up the roadway. It's only a couple feet from covering up those poles entirely.
Wow.
From the water. Yeah.
That's crazy. On your spring break trip down, did you see a lot of young adults or old children with coolers in the back of the vehicle?
I saw a mix of things. The cooler thing, which if you'll check my Twitter feed, we'll talk about here in just a little bit. I've suggested here, and now before you get on your, you know, become the internet arbiter of all things ethical and moral, I think it's a scary thing. That child, I have two of those children myself that would get themselves locked in a cooler. But
oh,
I saw this story out of Florida. Kid locks himself in a cooler. And this will be something that only people that have igloo coolers that replace parts on them will understand. Mm. But those people understand me. There's a latch, an aftermarket latch, or if you buy some of their premium coolers, they have this latch, not the normal click, click, press down plastic ones that end up getting UV damage and falling apart. These are metal, uh-huh, and they have a latch mechanism on it. Kid down in Florida gets in the igloo cooler to pull a stunt on mom and dad and gets trapped in there. Now, he got trapped for a total of about 5 seconds, but it's now become big story. We come back from the break, I'll tell you they're calling for a recall of some of these igloo coolers because of the latches. I would suggest, just like we lost our vented gas cans,
mm-hmm,
way back when, you may need to buy these cooler latches. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second.
Tide Pods and coolers. Can't keep anything with kids nowadays.
But if you kept the kids in the cooler, they couldn't get at the Tide Pods, right?
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Enjoy an evening of live jazz with Mojo, the Mystic Order of Jazz Obsessed. Monday, March 25th, 6:30 p.m., at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, from Billie Holiday to Nina Simone, the ladies have left their mark on America's first original art form. Tickets are $10 for members, $15 for guests, $12 for students and military, Monday, March 25th, 6:30 p.m. at the Main Library downtown. Info at mojojazz.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've got a very foggy start, less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, especially downtown. I-10 westbound, the Range Line on-road ramp, you've got a car that's off the roadway into the woods. Also, Government and South Franklin Street, you've got a car versus a telephone pole. Have you started the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 71 now at FM Talk 106.5. Dense fog advisory for Mobile and Baldwin counties lasting throughout mid-morning. More on that coming up in just a little bit. And yeah, we mentioned the cooler story, which you can grab from my Twitter feed, also posted up on our news partners at WKRG on their website. It said a Florida boy got trapped in an igloo cooler, prompting the container manufacturer to recall 8 models of their coolers. No, it's not the cooler, it's a latch, okay? But I guess I got to get the whole thing. If you have an Igloo Marine Elite 72 quart, these are all the elites. The elites are the ones with the better latches. I'm sorry, I'm going to be pilloried online for saying they're better latches. But as a owner of Igloo, there's a place on my boat. On the boat, the Gulf boat.
Yeah, I've been on that boat.
That only fits, there's only thing that fits that place right in front of the center console is an Igloo cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've kept these coolers alive over time. They get sun damage, but you can replace the latches. You can replace all the parts on the Igloo. It's a pretty genius marketing concept from them, but you can replace these latches with ones that don't break. They're there's some that are plastic that look like the metal ones, but the best ones are metal. In other words, it has a actual latching mechanism that comes over the top, so as a boat's bouncing around or whatever, it doesn't come opening up, and they don't obviously dry rot like the plastic ones do. So the Marine Elites, the 72, the 54, the 94, I got that 94, and the 110, says the company will send customers a latch replacement lid because this kid down in Florida got locked in the cooler for like 5 seconds. Because he got in the cooler.
How'd they get him out? They just opened the latch?
Opened the latch.
Okay.
And then he got out. So, I mean, this is one... Listen, it's a bad deal for that individual family. I get it. I do get it. But at the same time, just because that one occurrence happened, now everybody's going to have Bobo latches on their igloo coolers. I mean, that's... Hello. Remember old days we used to have gas containers that had a vent on the back so you could pour gas out of them, and then people were doofuses and went and slung it on fires like that and had the fire come back up at them, and then now we don't have those anymore.
Doofuses ruin everything. Yeah, and those I used one of the newfangled gas containers this weekend, and is it just me, or does that little thing that you have to press down, does that always get stuck for everyone?
It's the worst thing. I mean, I used them over the weekend as well. Imagine putting, like, 100 gallons of gas in a boat or about 50 gallons of diesel in a tractor using those same systems. Believe me, they're not my friend. All right, 646, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Surveillance video reveals an act of arson and lands one man behind bars. That fire happening at the Harch Chicken on Spring Hill Avenue here in Mobile. The suspect has been identified as Demetrius Antonio Murphy. He was booked into the Mobile County Jail Saturday morning. According to Mobile Fire Rescue, that fire caused about $5,000 worth of damages back on March 1st, just after 1 a.m. The fire was quickly extinguished, causing minimal damage to the exterior wall of the structure and gas meter. At quote, coming from Stephen L. Milhouse, a fire department spokesperson, he goes on to say that suspicious circumstances, that's what led investigators to come to the scene and react. And it was then that surveillance video helped them identify Murphy. He was charged after being questioned by investigators. He's now charged with second-degree arson, which is a Class C felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Across the bay, new information in a recent shooting. That's where a victim was found suffering from a gunshot wound in the parking lot of the Fairhope Publix. A Spanish Fort man has now been arrested and charged with attempted murder. Police say 31-year-old George Highsmith is responsible for that shooting back on March 1st. Police say the victim was actually shot in Daphne, but went to the shopping center in Fairhope to call for help. The victim was airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile for treatment. 8 days later, U.S. Marshals located and arrested Highsmith. He's charged with attempted murder and being held right now on a $10,000 bond and remains in the Baldwin County Jail at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution? John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man shot by officers after allegedly taking them on a high-speed chase through Mobile County has been booked into Metro Jail. 40-year-old Cecil James was booked just before 1 this morning on an attempted murder charge. That chase happened Friday night after police say James fired at officers during a traffic stop in Pritchard. James was shot 6 times. He was released from the hospital overnight and booked into jail. No officers were hurt in that shootout. Grief counselors will be at Citronelle High School later this morning as students and faculty remember a student who tragically died Friday. Anna Weaver was killed in an ATV accident in Mount Vernon. This morning at 7, the school will hold a prayer at the flagpole and a balloon release at 10:30. Police have identified a person of interest in a shooting outside a popular Destin restaurant. 2 people were wounded in the shooting around 4 o'clock Sunday morning at Brick and Brack. 29-year-old Christian Pickett is in jail charged with resisting arrest but has not yet been charged with the shooting. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Talking again with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And I want to talk about this. You do the lawn at our house. What about here at our business?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for years, and I just don't think we've expressed that enough, is that we take care of your home, but we also take care of a ton of businesses, a ton of property owners associations. And really, our philosophy at your residence is pretty much the same at your business. We're here to make it worry-free, and we're here to make it easy on you, but also make it beautiful.
Yeah, you make it work for us, whether it is when we come home in the evenings or we show up at work in the morning.
That's right. So we design a plan for your business. If you need some enhancements, you want it to look better, we can do that as well. We just try to make it look right for you to enhance the view of your business.
All right. If we're ready to step up the game at our office like we are at our home, how do we get in touch?
Well, just give us a call, 251-626-3309, or find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 652 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On the final day of the SEC basketball regular season, the Auburn Tigers pulled off their biggest win of the season, beating number 5 ranked Tennessee on Saturday, 84-80. Jared Harper was clutch for Auburn with 16 points and 8 assists. In the final home game for the Auburn seniors, Bruce Pearl's squad beat a top 5 ranked opponent for the first time since 1995, ending the regular season with a 22-9 record. The Alabama Crimson Tide lost their final game of the regular season, 82-70 at Arkansas. The loss was the Tide's 6th in their last 8 games, a tough stretch that could have them on the outside looking in at the NCAA tournament come Selection Sunday. Number 10 ranked LSU beat Vanderbilt 80-59 to win the SEC regular season title. It was their first regular season SEC title in a decade. Vanderbilt, on the other hand, became the first team to go winless in the SEC since Georgia Tech was in the conference in 1954. The 2019 Commodores are the first team to do so with an 18-game conference schedule. Elsewhere around the league, Kentucky beat Florida 66-57. South Carolina beat Georgia 66-46. Mississippi State won at home against Texas A&M 92-81. And Ole Miss snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 73-68 win at Missouri. The SEC tournament begins Wednesday with 2 first-round games and will end with an SEC tournament champion crowned on Sunday. Auburn is the number 5 seed. Their first game of the tournament will come in the second round on Thursday around 2:30 p.m. against either number 12 seed Missouri or number 13 seed Georgia. Alabama is the number 10 seed. The Tide will play against number 7 seed Ole Miss at 6 p.m. on Thursday. In NFL news, Antonio Brown appears to be headed to Oakland when the league year officially begins on Wednesday. The outspoken all-pro wide receiver will finally get his wish to be out of Pittsburgh, with the Steelers trading Brown to Oakland for a 3rd and 5th round draft pick. In golf, Francesco Molinari won the Arnold Palmer Invitational by 2 strokes at 12 under par. Molinari shot 8 under in the final round on Sunday. And in NASCAR, Kyle Busch won his first race of 2019 in the Ticket Guardian 500 in Arizona. Kyle Truex Jr. finished 2nd. It was a 2-race sweep in Phoenix for Busch after he won the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. 6:54, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown.
Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still working older accidents. Westbound I-10, the Range Line off-ramp. Car went into the woods. Also, Government in South Franklin, a car took down a pole. We've got really foggy conditions, less than a quarter mile visibility across that bayway, so be careful on the way in with slippery conditions. Kick off St. Patrick's Day with the Jameson Whiskey Pairing Dinner at the Trellis Room at the Battle House Hotel. It's this Saturday, a four-course dinner for $55. For details and reservations, call 338-5403. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 71 now at FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two on the way. The latest in news, traffic, and weather information coming your way. By the way, on the text line, a lot of comments here about daylight saving time that we are now on. And I'm a proponent to stay on daylight saving time going forward. I'll tell you what the consensus, though, Dalton, is just don't chase. Pick one and stick with it.
Yeah, I think most people feel that way. It's this in this year of 2019, it just seems a little ridiculous.
Like Nostradamus. it's through the mouths of babes. So I was telling my 8-year-old last night about what we had just done, about the time change, and why it looked different at 7 o'clock last night. And he said, "Why?" I said, "Son, I have no answer." Well, I do, but I mean, talk about Ben Franklin and saving candles and all that kind of stuff. Oh, well. 657 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 is next.